So thank you for the opportunity. I'm Nishant Tiwari from Onefinity. So today I'm going to talk about ISEC over OpenRAN and how we can enable drone detection and low altitude economy use cases with the X app, R app and T app. So ISEC is not only the sensing, it's more than that. Here through the ISEC, we can build the network that can sense, detect, decide, solve with the security and safety. So again, so I'm just going to give one message for this workshop. So low altitude economy is going to turn ISEC is the technology and the capability into a deployable system. ISECs become a valuable when it can provide the sensing and deciding the network and then solving the problem of the network. And if you go by the different use cases like a mission, because again, if we can see the ISEC or low altitude economy, we have to combine both, because ISEC is the technology and low altitude economy is a commercial platform or the economic, which can provide different use cases. Let's take the example of mission intent. Suppose we have the drone, and drone having, because each drone having different profile, different missions. Like if we will go for the defense drone having the different profile related to the latency, positioning, so on, right? So, and then coordinating with the different drone. So again, if we'll take the example of the drone, so each drone having a different 3D corridors, altitude, and then priority of the mission. If it is the emergency services, the drone having the different priority. If the drone having the services related to the delivery of the object, then it have the different priority. Then geofencing, it's maybe both the for the infrastructure monitoring, critical infrastructure monitoring, or the border monitoring. Again, those drone having the different priority. Then you come to the UTM constraint. So unmanned flight management, traffic management system. So again, operator is going to manage the traffic, which is not the flight traffic, right? Beyond that, the frequency range within the operator, they have to develop that use case to manage and monitor those type of use cases related to the drone. Now, after the sensing KPI, because this is the mission intent, and when we are going to map those mission intent or the profile with the sensing KPI, like we have a probability of detecting the object or detecting the drone, probability of finding the alarm, and then continuity, localization, accuracy, and then confidence level of the path. So that is the different KPIs that we need to look in the standard, like in release 21, which is the KPIs which can solve the actual KPI, and that KPI we can commercialize. It's just not documents. Then after that, after getting the KPI, sensing KPI, we have to use that sensing KPI in an open control loop with the DApp, XApp, RApp, bind sensing in a RAN behavior. So again, if all like XApp, RApp, or DApp having their own control loop, then end-to-end use case is not going to happen. All those three different like DApp, XApp, and RApp, they have to coordinate together so that we can get a real use case and real capability so that we can deploy those use case in a real network. So this is the clear low altitude economy. ISECs need a mission aware control plane. So one other thing, if we can discuss, so ISEC is not only the radio capability. ISEC, we have to look holistically, because again, what is happening, we are making two things from the radio side. One radio is for the communication and other radio is for the sensing. But again, we have to look both the things together, because we can't separate the sensing from the control plane. It should be the part of the communication. So that's it, like low altitude economy and ISECs need a mission-aware control plane, not only a new waveform. So let's come to the use case. So why low altitude economy is the right ISAC wedge? Urban, so if we can take the holistic KPIs for both communication and then ISAC, so it will be the connectivity, sensing, positioning, safety become one operational problem. If we can look both the KPI together, both the communication KPI as well as a sensing KPI, urban logistic use case require repeated 3D corridors and beyond visual line of sights delivery. So that is the different use cases. And then public safety, it's required like we have a network with a connectivity, urban logistic. Then public safety, it's required reliability of the network, 100% availability of the network. That is the public safety. Infrastructure inspection, that like pipelines, powers, so monitoring different IoT devices is there. It's required the 100%, 99.9% connectivity of the network. And if we talk about the multi UAV SOM, where multiple drones or multiple UAV need to coordinate, so we require the real time positioning of the drone so that one drone can understand the operation of the other drone in the multi UAV SOM related use cases. Then rogue UAV security, non cooperative detection and tracking escalation. So again, here the message is the clear share requirement layer, connectivity, sensing, positioning, security, and energy. Now, I think most of the speaker has talked about this, how standard is going to work here for the ISAC part. So release 19 is the early baseline, where is the detections targets related to the drone, positions, velocity, use cases, requirement. And then release 20 is just a steady direction. And release 21 for the 6G, that is going to provide the target, mission aware, different KPI for a low altitude economy and then ISAC. So again, this is the KPI, like localization and the resolution, latency reference, and multi-target tracking. So again, if we can talk about the holistic, both the use cases related to the low altitude economy, where we are going to combine, suppose if we want a use case which require energy, and the use case which don't require the energy, but in ISAC or a combined use case, we have to make sure that network will also observe the energy utilization by the sensing, and also it should make sure that the energy of the drone, because again, it's need to go to the A path to B path, and then energy is limited. So both the things we have to look it combined in the term of ISAC or the low altitude economy. We can't separate the energy with the ISAC having the different and then communication having the different. And then like the positioning also, few use cases require the positioning, but few use cases not require the positioning. So each and every use case for both communication as well as the sensing, we have to combine and look at it holistically. So the RAN scheduler must optimize across these KPIs simultaneously. Sensing cannot be a side channel. Again, the gap. What is the gap right now? In ISAC, need a control plane. Why ISAC need a control plane? It's just a thought and the discussion. It's not the part of the standard. So again, detection is not enough. LE needs closed loop behavior with proof. If we have the data from the radio side, observed data, it will go to the observation like SRS, CIS, CIR, IQ, snapshot and PRB mapping. And after that, beam. Those data will go for the inference. And in inference, what is going to happen? Range, Doppler, tracks, confidence level. Those things also we can put as the AI. AI in the sense, there is a two part of the AI. AI for RAN or AI on RAN. So this part we can put as a AI for RAN. And then decide. In decide case, we can put AI on RAN. So again, mission policy, risk label, KPI trade-off, and fallback. That come at the time of a decision making. And like we have, again, if you see the O1 and O2. So again, how we can map these different flow with SMO like ORAN, then we have like E3 10 millisecond of a candidate path. That is again the research topic. We can work right for both E3 and then DF. How we can make sure that those E3 interface, that is again a research topic, and then DF will be the part of the ORAN. Now let me give you one example how it's going to work into in. So again, if we have the unarmed flight traffic management, and for that there is a mission consumer or the user. So each user having a different plan, like flight plane, and then what is the corridor? Corridor in the sense 3D corridor, when drone is going to move, then it's having the corridor altitudes, what is the connectivity, what is the priority, each and everything we have to go to the next level, like a SMO. What SMO is going to do, non-real-time RIC is going to do, it is going to make the profile based on the user feedback. User feedback in the sense, which is going to make the, given the profile to run the application. And when it will come to the policy, then the A1 policy is going to work here. So A1 policy, like all the essential profile of the particular mission, it will go to the A1 policy, and after the A1 policy, it will go towards the near real-time RIC through the A1 policy. Near real-time RIC is going to make sure that what decision it is going to take in the real network related to the sensing and communication, it will not separate the communication with the sensing, it will combine both, so that network will behave best for the both communication as well as for the sensing. And then it will come to the DApp. DApp again, it's going to take the local decision, what is the best for the network at the real time, after getting the feedback from profiles towards the non-real time RICs, towards the near real time RIC. And then it will go to the real hardware or from the radio, which can act in a network. And again, control loop, so that if any anomaly or any profile, it's not as per the given profile. If there is some critical sensing things, right? Drone neutralization, you can't neutralize drone without confirmation that it's 100%. We are confirming that drone, we have to neutralize it. So again, we have the closed loop, open closed loop. Closed loop is not only limited towards the DF. It should be holistic closed loop from non-real-time RICs towards the near-real-time RIC and then DF. So again, here, design guardrail, we have to make sure that guardrail for each and every parameter should be defined correctly, so that the decision taken by the network, it should be accurate. So again, the challenge with the ISEC is again multiple use cases in ISEC, which is related to the flying object and then speed. And then current waveform like SCOFDMA, right? Baseline for this is for the NR compatible, it's not that much capable, compatible. So again, like for each and every use case, like safety first use case. So what is the KPI for the safety first use case? Higher sensing integrity, conservative MCS, more pallets and matrix probability for detections, and then probability for fault, alarm, track confidence. That is the safety first related use case KPIs. Then throughput having the different KPIs, energy having the different KPIs related to the waveform, that is the low power option, duty cycle sensing, as offload matrix. And if you see the waveform also, OTF is having the high mobility, Doppler robust. So from, I'm not talking about the RAN part, how it is going to happen, but from the application side, from the RF or XF side, we have the multiple profile. We have to define the multiple profile, which profile is best for that particular use case. And that profile will work for the network. So some, suppose if like 3GP is not going to support OTFS, then profile may go for the other network. which support OTFS and from the drone industry. So here there is a commercial benefit for the operator side if they can have one profile for the 3GPP or RAN, other profile for the private 5G network, other profile from other, right? It depends. But those things centralized can be done by the this SMO application side. So again, here, this we have to role split between the 3GPP defined waveform and O-RAN can explore KPI and select adopt profile through RIC SMO control loop. So I'm not going to go through this slide. I think everyone know here. So let's come to the same thing here. How, just I have given the example, how we can make the profile, like just even profile to make this use case realized for the real commercial network solution. So again, if you go with the A1 mission profile and the same flow here, like RAN action and assurance. So if again, related to the security also, if we are going to make sure that assurance in the term of the security, then it is going to add the latency. So we have to look the holistically without impacting the latency, how we can increase the security or making the higher security with the million of devices. So how AI RAN can work here? So again, priority use case. So priority use case right now is the UAV, right? Restricted airspace detection. That is a very high priority use case. And then cooperative tracking and SOM monitoring. That is the defense related use case. But yes, it again, the critical infrastructure use case also we can add in this priority use case. And expansion of the use case like vehicle and transport, indoor industry, safety, consented human sensing. And AI can work in a classification and then they are detection, classification and digital twin training. Those part AI can work. And if we talk about the sensing and the capture, yeah, so from the radio, we are getting the sensing data and this data will come to the L1 layer related to the range Doppler, micro Doppler. And then again, that's I've already explained how AI for RAN and AI on RAN. AI on RAN can provide the commercialization for this different use cases related to the ISEC. So security, again, because right now it's not the human to machine communication, it's the machine to machine communication, IoT, robotics, right, humanoids. So security is the very important, but again, we have to make sure that how we have to make the balance between the security and then latency or the network behavior. So zero trust architecture and then post quantum cryptography, how migration, yeah, means migration is going to happen from critical infrastructures for the post quantum cryptography towards the normal infrastructure. So adoption depend upon how can use sensing output for what purpose and how the system proves control.
Sorry, can you speed up now? You have just one more minute, I think.
Yeah, so again, let me come to the last slide. So collaboration ask here, agree low altitude economy ISEC KPI and KPM vocabulary, prototype open control loops and validate with the shared test bed so that we can realize the ISEC related use case together. And design for trust and adoption. So sense, decide, act, and prove. Thank you. I'm happy for question.